Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, you need to hold on to yourself while you do podcast.
Really?
Yeah, no, only because I can say anything.
Yeah, thank you. Ihawa.
Ihawa.
Oh, yes, yes. You say va. Okay.
Yeah, see, I'm strange. Well, I think it's just a Cork and Kerry thing, to be honest.
No, but I also thought it was, for years, I thought it was Gaeilge, because that's how I learned it in school. But then I saw yours, and then my friend, who also went to school in the same town as me, but just a different school, she said Gaeilge. So I was like, has there been a hidden W that I never knew about?
So it's not, fun fact, it's not actually a W, because I thought so too. I was always like Gaeilge, Gaeilge, with my Cork accent, like, oh, Laurie, I'm Gaeilge. Yeah. No, apparently it's like Gaeilge, Gaeilge.
So it's not, but it nowhere it's Gaeilge.
Gaeilge. I'd say up the north.
Yeah, so maybe it's just like a Kildare version.
No, I think you're fine.
For all the listeners, I am here with Vivian O'Callaghan.
There you go.
I get nervous when it comes to Irish names, because I'm like really bad at like pronouncing how I see something. And people are always like, oh, you'll definitely know how to pronounce Irish names. And I'm like, I know how to pronounce no names.
I have a G in my name. A lot of Americans, I get a Callaghan.
Oh, yeah.
But
see,
that's
at least
okay.
I know the G is silent. Sure.
Do you want to know the most embarrassing thing that ever happened in my entire life? Have you ever been to Clare?
I mean, I must have been. Wait, this is so stupid. I'm about to be like, where's the Cliffs of Moher? It's Clare.
Clare, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, I've only been to the Cliffs of Moher. I haven't been to Clare, but I was at the Cliffs of Moher. So I guess I was in Clare. There's this place, and I'm not going to say the name of it yet. Now, I hope you know it, because it's not going to be funny if you don't know what the name is. But I was in French class when I was about 15 or 16. I went to boarding school. So, you know, very smart people.
Oh, yeah,
people.
Okay, but in Ireland.
In Ireland, yeah.
Yeah, immediately here. I was like, France?
I wasn't. I wish, imagine. No, just French class. In Irish school, actually, I was learning French through Irish. People find that mind-blowing.
That is mind-blowing to me. But then it's like, cool. If you can think it, then it's not. It might be easier. I don't know. Is it easier?
Yeah. Do you know what's easier in Irish is biology.
Really?
Because it's just, instead of this long higgledy-piggledy word, it's just two very simple Irish words put together. Because I'm presuming a thousand years ago or whatever Irish... Whenever, I don't actually know when it was started, be spoken. But I guess they didn't have these biological terms, nor did they need them. So a lot of people come to, I do a lot of like Irish translations of names, and people come to me and they're like, what's Xavier in Irish? And I'm like, we didn't have that, I'm sorry. We didn't have that hundreds of years ago, so sorry, we don't have a translation for you. Sorry, my story. I was learning French through Irish when I was like 15 or 16, and we had to read like a letter. This is about Clare, by the way, back to Clare. We were reading like a, you know, you have to read like a letter and learn how to write letters and stuff. And it was like, we're sending it to like Maura O'Dolig, like Mary Daly down the road, you know. And the second line then was like, oh, Fehekahar Shrod on Plounda or whatever. And then I was there in my French accent, and I was like, Enistimon, Ennis Diamon. Do you ever hear of Ennis Diamon? I called it Enistimon.
Oh,
anyway.
And no.
It was mortifying. Okay, most people are like, you're absolutely slow and that's terrible. So I
didn't know. Well, if they say you're slow, be like, well, I was on a podcast and Katie Will didn't know what the fuck I was talking about.
No, that's okay.
You did it in a French accent. That's so funny.
It'd
be like saying like Kildare. But if you're doing the French, you should do the French accent, no?
No, you're right. I just didn't know that Ennis Diamond was spelled that way and looked that way on a page. So I was like Enistimon, like Enistimon, County Clare. Like, so it was absolutely mortifying. So if you can't pronounce things, I definitely can't pronounce things.
That's great. You were saying, when you were saying as well about like the words in Irish, because I was saying to you before this podcast, but my boyfriend, I was like, oh, we'll name the cat something in Irish. And he was asking Alexa what different words were in Irish, and he asked like cactus, and she was just like cactus. But it's because there's no cacti in Ireland, so there wouldn't have been a word.
That's true. I think it's C-A-C-T-A-S, cactus. Yeah, cactus. But cack is also
shit.
Yeah.
How do I put Spanish this as well? Caca,
you're right. Yeah. It was all, yeah, I think I was talking about caca once, which is cake in Irish, and Spanish were like, just don't go there. Yeah. Just don't say that.
It's also like when you said there's two words put together, I love that about Irish. Like Hosier was saying his favorite Irish word is jellyfish, because it means God's snot. How? What is it?
Seal snot.
Seal snot, sorry.
Smuggler la Rhone. Because it technically is. I mean, look at it.
That's why the Irish language is so much more beautiful. That's why we speak the way we speak. Because I'll be like, oh, this meal is gorgeous. And Americans be like, that's so weird that you describe it that way. And I'm like, that's how we talk. We literally talk in English that's off Irish. And when you look at Irish, it's really poetic.
No, it absolutely is. And I think that's why I enjoy like making my videos so much now, is that, I mean, Irish people look at it and go, yeah, we say that. But this is mind-blowing world to Irish Americans and Americans who, you know, aren't totally in touch with their heritage or culture or whatever. So I'm saying really basic things on my videos, but we do say, like, crack. Oh, I did one recently on, like, slang terms, like, I was like, that's gas. Yeah. Oh, good crack. Drive on. You know, stuff like that. And I don't know who comes up with these.
No. But I think it is. It comes from Irish, because
it does.
And I love that, like, you don't, I don't know, you don't see it in English where it's like, so like I was with my friends and I was like, oh, I'm just gonna get a yellow car, and my friend was like, why did you always do that, like, it's an American. He was like, I don't understand, because they're very literal and their language is very literal, and he's like it's just it's a cab, why don't you say cab? And I was like, what does it matter if I say yellow car or cab? You know what I'm talking about. And he was like, yeah, I guess so. But I think that's because in Irish, it's very like that. Like snail snot, or like little god for God's, what, God's ladybird is God's little cow.
Oh my God.
Like stuff like that is so fun. That's what
Boeing Day. You're right. God's little cow. I forgot about that. That's so cute.
Or Kneecap was doing the... the like festival of the 6 feet is a threesome, which I think is so fun. But then I think it was Leland. It was either Leland or my friend Brendan, who the listeners know, Brendan Sagal, who's been on the podcast before, or it was Leland. So I don't know who I'm misquoting with like a funny moment, but I was saying how amazing that is, and one of them were like, yeah, but like imagine you were an Irish speaker and then you come over and you hear that they just say tree some, you'd be like, oh, that's so great. That's just so easy. Like you just put tree in some. But I prefer Festival of the 6 feet. That makes it sound like a fun time.
I think it's great. Yeah. I mean, the Irish are known for one thing, and that is festivals and all that sort of stuff. I have such difficulty. You said they're like coming over and trying to communicate our words and then trying to communicate with Americans with their words. Someone who brought it up the other day, and it was really funny, is how we'd say like horse riding and Americans would be like horseback riding. So it goes then very like you were saying, they're like the yellow car.
Yeah,
it's like very.
Yeah. Are like sidewalk, whereas we'd say path.
The path.
Sometimes they're very literal. Like, no, wait. Do we say side? No, we say path.
No, we say the path.
Yeah.
What do we say? Path. The footpath. The footpath. It is the path of feet. Yeah.
It's a path of 1,000 feet.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's way better. Oh, God.
Wait, what was the other thing you said there? You were saying, the slang. The slang, I'm always saying when I do, like, when I'm headlining the road and doing longer sets, I'll always say, like, this is a bilingual comedy show. It's just two different Englishes, because I'm constantly having to be like, in the boot or the trunk, a hurl, but like think of a hockey stick.
Oh,
you know,
God.
Like I'm constantly having to like explain to them, or like I have that joke about when you tagged me about Longford, which I mean I'm technically half from Longford because I spent like a lot of my life there and I go back there every time. But and the whole joke I'm obviously not going to do for the podcast, but it's just about how my grandfather wants me to wear the Longford jersey. To set up that joke, I have to explain, well, there's 32 counties in Ireland. And so we play Gaelic football. Okay, but Gaelic football is a sport. And, you know, it's like, you have to go through like a very quick, like...
context.
Yeah, context. Yeah. That when I'm at home, when I did that bit at home, I could just immediately be like, oh, my dad or my granddad wanted me to wear a Longford jersey in America. and then boom, straight into the punchline.
I love that. This is a bilingual. Is that the word?
And you're actually bilingual.
Yeah, no, I can't. Can't even. Or I'd love to say I was. What's the other one? Multilingual.
Mono or something? Polyam? No.
Polyamorous. Yeah.
Festival of the Seven. That too.
Yeah. Okay. What was I gonna say to you? Oh, I love the way there your comedy is so, of course, it stems from our Irishness, and I feel like we've both found our feet and found our shtick from it. It's like when I moved here only 10 months ago, I've made that earlier, I was like, you've been here 10 years, right?
You'll be 10 years in November.
Oh my,
yeah,
god, like, so you're here 10 years, yeah, and I'm here 10 months. It's mad, like, already the similarities.
Or not 9.5. I always do this where I exaggerate with concepts of time.
I exaggerate and everything, you're fine.
December, January, so 9 and 2 months. Do you hear me? 9.5 years. 9 and 2 months. 10 years.
I've been saying I just turned 22. I turned 22 last March.
I do the opposite with age. Like, I turned 32 and I kept being like to people, oh no, wait, how old am I? Yeah, I'm 32. And I'd be like, oh yeah, sure, I'm basically, no, I'm 33. Oh my god, no, wait, I'm doing what you did. I thought I was doing the opposite, but I'm not 32, I'm 33.
You're doing the, I'm actually younger,
oh,
than I am thing
too. Oh my god. What a time.
No, it's so bad. I'm going to turn 23 in the 31st of March, day before April Fool's Day. And I will still say I'm 22.
Yeah,
probably
fine.
2 months into that. 23 is such an ugly age, though. I don't think I'll ever.
You think?
Yeah. Right. No, I think the number itself is just not attractive.
I hate being 33 in the States, because when people do,
you actually say 33, do you?
How do you say it?
33. You 33.
How do they say it?
33.
Okay, and how do I say it? I'm 33.
33.
Yeah, I say it like that.
You say it like a proper, right, good Irish person.
Exactly. So that means I get mimicked every time. It's like they can't help it. They just, so I'll be like, someone will be like, so how old are you? And they're American, so like, how old are you?
How old
are
you?
And I'll be like, oh, 33. And they're like, ah,
33.
I'm in the morning.
They can't
help it, but whatever. You just gotta
kind of
whatever joy they want.
Yeah, at the same time, I kind of love that. I'm like, that's okay. I am using my Irishness to, like, it's just become so central to my personality now that I'm here. It's kind of nice. Back in Ireland, you're like, huh, who am I? And then here, it's like, oh, no, I'm Irish.
Well,
works.
It's so true, because I was on stage, and I should probably post this as a clip. I'll check it and see if it's actually funny. But there was a guy who was in the audience wearing like an Aaron sweater. And I was like, oh, it's so funny, yes, how like back home, like I grew up, you never really like, I feel like Gen Z are definitely like, you guys are changing it and being more like Gaelic culture is really important. But other than like that, I wasn't as big into Irish culture as I am since I moved. And as soon as you, like, at home, you're just like, oh, I can't really speak it. I don't know how to do the dances. And then you literally get on American soil and you're like, diddly-eye.
Diddly-eye, like,
and I wouldn't
mind,
but I was saying to him, like, oh my god, you're wearing the Aaron sweater. And then, like, I realized I was also wearing, it wasn't an Aaron sweater, but it was a style of one, like a knit from Penny's.
I love it.
So it's like, oh, so am I. But, yeah. I think like sometimes people will comment like on my videos and they'll be like, can you talk about anything else that's not Irish? But the thing is, no. I do talk about, yeah,
because like, I'm funny.
I'm like, it's a fun thing to talk about. But also I do, like, I'll talk about my dad shooting the cat. Yeah. I'll talk about like family. I'll talk about like how, you know, like my parents, like they're like kind of crazy relationship. Mm-hmm. I'll talk about dating and I'll talk about sex. I'll talk about like my personal experiences with dating, or I'll talk about my experiences. It could be with healthcare or police, and it'll just throughout it, it might be like there'll be something that'll be like, oh, I didn't realize something here in America because I'm Irish. But with all of those things, like if I post something about dating, it'll get comments like, women only talk about dating. If I post my dad shooting the cat, they'll be like, Irish people only talk about their people, you know, like it could be that specific. Mm-hmm. So it's like one of those things where it's like, it's good, like it does, even if you do talk about being
it's
Irish
useful.
All the time, it's like fun, or
yeah,
you should be allowed to talk about whatever, or people are always going to complain no matter
what. Absolutely. I'm really fortunate so far. I mean, I'm fully aware, you know, those annoying people who are like, I'm so self-aware. I'm one of those people. I'm like,
that's,
yeah,
just
I'm
all of Gen Z, by the way.
I'm self-aware that I can be so annoying. Like, I'm watching my video and going, who watches these? Like, good,
they're great.
I'm so glad, because I so enjoy making them, but I'm like, oh, you know, scroll. No. But Where was I going with that?
That's whole, everybody though. I can't listen to my voice. I'm like, how do people, like when I have to edit videos, I'm like, it's just always because I'm talking, I'll just go really high pitched. And I'm like, how are dogs not like getting affected in the nearby area?
You record it and I'm like doing this interesting high voice. I actually, my voice has changed dramatically since I came here. Hear me there. Like if I'm talking to an Irish person, I'll usually talk like this. But then once I'm here, like I'm like resonating up here. I'm like, when does this happen? And then I go home and everyone's like, all right. Like, but what were you saying there a minute ago about back at home? Oh yeah, being Irish back at home obviously isn't important, and having the language as well was more, it was sad because I'd be in college or I'd be, you know, around the place and outside and you'd be speaking Irish or you might say hello to someone in Irish and you'd kind of more be like almost ashamed of it sometimes. What was always really, then you, it was two polar opposites, really interesting, because then you'd be really, really proud. Then you'd be with your bestie in the coffee shop and be talking in Irish and like having a load of fun and bantering with each other. But it is that since I came over here, the very first full proper conversation I had in Irish was at an Irish Network event, the Irish Network NYC. And I said, gosh, I can't remember the last time that I was able to sit down and have a full blown conversation in Irish with someone. But it was also, it makes you so proud to like be over here, and it's really nice to meet then the Irish Americans or etc. who are interested in it, because you're like, oh, I can use this, it is like central to my personality and I can make it everybody else's too.
I think that's amazing, and it is like, it's an endangered language. It's not even recognized on Instagram. That's how I got away with that post that time.
Oh, go on.
Because I didn't want to get demonetized.
Yes, I understand.
Palestine.
Yes, absolutely.
But everybody was writing underneath it, and so many people were like, it won't translate. What are they saying?
Oh, really?
Americans were losing their mind.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I love being able to write in Irish. But it is, actually, the other day I found out that your iPhone can turn into Irish.
Oh,
in your settings, right? How cool is that?
That's amazing.
Until I did it and it only changes. Now it's really useful for someone who's just starting using their phone and stuff. So like on the front it'll say Dairdine, like and me Anner Fehekuigu. So instead
Then
the apps and stuff. Oh, Outlook changes to Irish, which is really cool, but then nothing else.
Does. So what is Outlook? Just
sent is like Sholta.
Oh, I love that.
Inbox is inbox is Buska Stock. Like literally inbox.
I know, that's fun though.
It is fun.
I did language drops. They have Irish on it. They're just like an app, like and I did a video for them and they paid me to do it. It was so funny.
Legend.
Because like I don't speak, obviously I don't even speak never mind fluent Irish, but I'll take the money where I can get it. Good. Plus it's fun, you're promoting something that you also believe in, but
there you go.
And then I thought, oh, I'll use the app. They give you a free trial for a year. And did I like used it once, but it was all kind of like games and stuff. I think like when I did like Molly. So for listeners, Irish with Molly's class, I really thought that was helpful. The only reason why I never paid for her classes yet is because it's like, I don't know if I have the time to really invest fully. I think I might just download some podcasts and try to like
Absolutely. I think that's been, I've been so aware with that, with the Irish and trying to spread it. Sounds like a disease. You know, spread the Irish. And
but it really
and
helps.
Yeah.
Just even hearing the pronunciations.
Oh, good. I'm glad, because that's the thing, is what I learned from going to a Gaelscoil, and for those of you listening, that's like, you know, an Irish speaking school where you're fully immersed in it. Like I was speaking a minute ago, I learned French in Irish, learned biology and music through Irish. It was funny, I did music in college and I'd be there like, oh my god, what is this word?
Yeah.
And I only know it in Irish. So funny. But
I love that though. Not that I love that because that's hard, but that's so fun. That's like how that's like, you're literally, you are bilingual.
When you realize you're learning a language, or you can, when you're learning a language and you're getting comfortable with the language, you'll actually find yourself thinking in that language.
Yeah,
so
crazy.
I think in Irish a lot.
I know, I've never thought in a different language than
that's okay.
Some language that no one understands. Because
no,
I'm like,
okay.
I don't know what these thoughts are.
You know,
they're not
say
even words. They're just like shapes.
The scariest thing anyone ever asked me was like, what gender is the like the voice inside your head? And I was like,
oh my god, I'd hate
I don't want to think
ideas,
about
sorry.
I don't want to think about who's inside
an
my
annoying
head.
Little bitch, that's who's mine.
me.
Plus I hate when people say like, when you like when we talk about thinking, that always makes me really confused, because also when I was small, I remember the teacher said, do the prayers in your head. And I was about five, and this was in primary school. Yeah. And I remember I remember thinking, but I don't know how to do that. How do I do that? Because I don't think in a voice. I think in like...
a cloud.
Like, yeah, like like experiences or space. It's really weird because I don't think like, I'm not going, and now I'm walking over here. Now, do you know what I mean? So to be aware of your voice was very crazy for me. So I was like, in the name of the Father. And they were like, in your head. And I was like,
no, yeah.
Because that was the first time I was ever like, wait, what? People talk in their head?
That's so interesting. You know what's happening to me right now is like when you think about breathing, you can't breathe.
I know. I hate that.
It's like that.
I get really like that though. I'm like, yeah, if people talk about breathing, like, you know, you'll be just flick on something and they'll be like, oh, deep breaths, or like, oh, on TikTok, and all of a sudden I'm like,
how do I do this
like,
again?
Is wrong
this is
you?
Why I don't do yoga. It stresses me out more.
It stresses me out.
I think we're the problem, Katie.
This is the most... Well, yeah, so why do we talk about being Irish? Because we move over here and we realise not everybody feels this way, but it's not just a me thing, it's everybody in Ireland. Because that's we're all very similar, but we're so different to other people. And it's like, it's an Irish thing.
I was really never aware of that until I came over here. And I was like, I'm weird. I knew I was already weird in Ireland. But then when I came here, I was like, I'm special.
Yeah. But what's great about here is they're like, fucking do you.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas sometimes you can be weird in Ireland more nowadays. I think if you're from a small town, sometimes it's like you could be weird, but you have to have the confidence behind it. Whereas here... you be weird and people go, yeah, fucking lean in. And
oh,
you're like,
yeah.
Okay. So you get the confidence. I do think it's changing, but I did really relate to that movie Brooklyn when I moved over here.
Oh, I never watched it.
It's really good, but it's all about her coming from a small town and kind of being in a little box and then changing her appearance and finding out who she is and getting very confident and not like...
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's really good. And then when she goes back, you can see all these like changes in her. And yeah. I kind of felt like that too. Like I felt like... you know, not as like, I'm still like pretty anxious, but not as anxious and more confident mm-hmm. to do what I want and just kind of say whatever I want and say it out loud.
Yeah. Would you have ever started comedy? Like
never.
That? Exactly. Right.
Someone was so mad at me on that Times interview.
You did?
Yeah.
You did? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. No. I saw that.
Well, and it's just amazing. Like when you're doing these interviews, it's like you get interviewed by like loads of people. Sometimes things go up in good places, so I couldn't even remember what I had said to her, to be honest. Yeah. And I was kind of like, oh fuck, when I saw it come out, I was like, well, what did I say in this? But I don't like, I stand by everything I say. I think the guy kind of like misinterpreted it because he was like, no, because I had said something like I would have never done comedy in Ireland. I felt like I was coming from a small town,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it's hard to kind of step out of your box, and people sometimes will be supportive, but sometimes like they'll judge you. Like I still know that there's people from my town who, some of them are so supportive, but I also had to get to a certain level by the time, and then... and others were supportive the whole time, but they mm-hmm. were also people who'd moved away, or were doing their own thing too. But I know that those people too had kind of struggled to do their own thing, so yeah. they kind of related. And then I'd have like guys message me being like, oh, like this guy's like bitching about you because you do stand up. Like, remember, like don't hang out with him when you come home.
Oh.
But it was like that guy's like a plumber. I would never care that he plumbs. Do you know what I mean? I would never be like, why? Who do you think you are being a plumber?
Mm-hmm.
I could never do that. That's like, I can't even get my head around how people do that. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Good for you. But there's something about comedy that they're like, that's not like in, that wasn't in the realm of opportunity. And I think maybe because they're like, well, I didn't think of it, or I wish I could do that. Who fucking knows? I'm not their psychiatrist. But that's all, that's where I was coming from with that experience. Mm-hmm. And I think it'd be really hard to do comedy in Ireland too, because everybody's so fucking funny.
I was just about to say the exact same thing.
Everybody's
everyone in Ireland is hilarious.
It wasn't until I moved here and I was just telling stories the way every other Irish person did. I wasn't like special.
Mm-hmm.
But here I was, because no one told stories the way they do. They don't have banter the way we do. So then my friend's like, you should do stand-up. And then I did. And then I had a little bit of a leg up because we tell stories all the fucking time.
That's so cool.
And if you don't get the story out fast, you won't get heard. So I already had that. And so this guy got so mad because he was like, entitled person, we do support people in Ireland. Maybe if you were actually funny, we'd support you. But the thing is, I get a lot of support back home, and people come out to my shows, and a lot mm-hmm. of them have sold out. Like, they've only been small venues, but it's I find a lot of support. And I replied to him just being kind of like, I usually wouldn't, but I was like, I think you're much braver than me, because I was saying I wouldn't do comedy. I wouldn't have started in Ireland. But like, if you would, that's amazing. And I think people who do are like way braver. I was saying I took the easy route by doing it in New York. Mm-hmm. And I get a lot of support now. That wasn't at all, because I was just talking about where I was kind of with me. It's not just like about the people, but it's also like my own confidence. And in New York, you can be a pigeon and people will be like, fucking go you. They won't be like, oh, why are one of your socks yellow, you fucking weirdo? Get back in the house there.
Like, no, exactly.
The neighbors are looking at you, they think I don't feed you properly because you have one yellow sock on. Yeah. You know what I mean? We grew up with that attitude. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all the comics like Shane Todd, Aaron McCann, Aoife Dunn, all them, Jer Stanton. Now I have to go through them all. Justin, I'm like, Martin and Go, all the comics who start in Ireland, I'm like, you're like, that's so much braver, because I wouldn't have the balls to do it. Here's Madra.
Yeah, so guys, she has a cat called Dog in Irish, and you know, it was the first thing I guess I learned about you, and it's the best thing ever.
I mean, that says everything.
It's the coolest thing ever, though. I have three dogs and my cat thinks he's a dog, God bless him.
They do, they definitely, they have like, some of them have dog energy. The other one is such a cat, the other one's Potatoes, he's Proty, because you can't say Potato because that's Prata, that's not as fun.
No, you're right, it does have to Prata, Proty.
And Leland was trying to show off, he was like, this is Proty Og, to let you know he knew small.
No, young potato, young potato small. He's a baby potato, actually. No, it's okay, same thing. No,
he knows
no.
more Irish than me.
You're fine. No, we appreciate the effort. I guess that's what I was gonna go. Yeah, can you imagine, like, if I going off what you were saying, like, if I tried to start an Irish TikTok, but such a basic, I'll tell you, like, my aim with the TikTok, right, was to start I'll go back way back. I studied in Boston and I was meeting Irish Americans all the time, and because of course up that direction we're everywhere, and I'd be having conversations, you know, I'm from Ireland, blah blah blah, oh my god, I'm from Ireland, I'm this percentage and this percentage. And you know what, I actually love that in a way, because it gives you something to talk about. Yeah. It's like you always have something to talk about with someone, and that's the best thing about being Irish as well, is you'll know somebody or know something and you'll have something in common immediately. But I was just that obnoxious woman that would always then bring up the Irish language, because I knew so many people didn't know about it, and I was like, right, gotta get on this, gotta educate. And then I went home because I'd thrown out of the country because I did my J1, and then I came back in another J1, and I kind of realized, I said, okay, meeting more and more people who don't know about the language. They might have Irish heritage, or they might know about Ireland a small bit, but they don't know if there's an Irish language, if it's even still spoken today, its significance, the fact that it's the official language of the country, the fact that Irish is not English in an Irish accent, it is in fact its own language.
Yeah. That's what Leland taught my uncle, was speaking Irish, but he was just a very strong Longford accent.
Oh goodness. So like so I was like, right, I better do something about this. But so all the TikToks are just really, really basic phrases. And someone at home might be like, good God almighty, like, we all know this. Like, but I kind of want to equip people over here and at home with these super basic phrases that you can bring into your everyday life. Diaguit, hello, slán, goodbye. Because depending on the context, well, in every conversation, diaguit, someone's going to know you just said hello. At the end, someone says slán, they're going to know you said bye because it's the end of the conversation. And I think that was like my whole aim with it, was just equipping everyone with these standard phrases that we could bring in and just kind of keep it alive and even push and promote it even further. But I'm so lucky, and I guess we're so lucky, cat just died, to have gotten the opportunity to come over here, because I would have never been able to take that jump at home, because you're under the impression that everybody, I'm always under the impression that everybody's always smarter than me, always, and it stops me from doing things, which is really unfortunate. So totally get you. I went home for Christmas and I was actually kind of concerned in a way, because at that point I got a really lovely following on. I started TikTok in July, and by Christmas I had a really fat following. So I was delighted with myself, you know? And going home, and I was really concerned about what people were going to say to me.
Yeah.
I was really like, God, what's going to be, what people might say? Oh, will they think I'm up on my high horse and blah, blah, blah? I was never so pleasantly surprised that everyone was actually like, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the nicest, most refreshing thing that ever happened. And I was like, wow, if I'd started this at home, I mightn't have had the same reaction. But the fact, it's also that you're in New York and people are like, oh, she's automatically cool now. So it's that whole thing. Someone said it to me. I was doing a radio thing. What are they called? Interviews. And that so looks sad. Yummy, doesn't it?
Hi, Mandra. He's like, there's too much of Katie in this in this video.
Oh, he's so cute.
He is. Do you want to come over?
I like his little white socks.
I know, and he has the white book socks teeth on his he has one. Does white he? Yeah. Mandra, look at me. No,
ignore me. You don't have food, lady. You're not interesting.
That's why I think, yeah, he's looking for food.
No, I don't. You have mood. But yeah, gosh, I've totally lost my train of thought.
You were saying very supportive when you went home.
Yeah, I was really supportive. I was really happy. It was really nice. Oh, sorry, the radio interview thing. I guess with the whole us being in New York thing as well, and the fact that we're Irish, the first thing they said to me was like, there's this whole new generation now of Irish people abroad who are, let's say in terms of Irish, they said that are making Irish sexy again. Yeah. And it's actually the fact, definitely. It's not that I'm sexy, but it's the fact that I'm in a sexy place and then bringing in this thing that mightn't have been classed that much.
Yeah.
In that class back at home, and the fact that you're able to mix, it's like maybe if someone in the fashion industry or something started doing like a really amazing TikTok but was doing it in Irish, it's kind of bringing this new angle, so people are now becoming interested in it. So but yeah, sorry, me doing that again, bringing it straight back onto Irish. But
no, and like, that's, you know, that's what I wanted to talk about, so yeah. That's great. I think you're right about how people do support you way more than you expect. It's just more like your own. I think we're kind of like, it's a part of being Irish is to maybe like be a bit like, oh, like even there you were like, I'm not sexy, but you know what I mean, like it's such an Irish thing to be like, oh, or to worry and go home. And then people like really do, yeah. I've found so much support in Ireland, like, so like I couldn't have even, but it's, it was all there. Just your own insecurities and mm-hmm. like-minded people will come out, and there's always gonna be that odd fucker, but it's like they're not like, it doesn't, in when you realize like that's okay, because it's like mm-hmm. you're not gonna please everybody, and that's totally fine.
No,
that's their
not.
Issue that it shouldn't stop you doing what you want to do. But for the most part, yeah, I think you're right. I think people do, and especially, yeah, they like, if you're abroad and you're doing well and they're kind of like, yeah, that's exciting, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, what you doing, like the Irish language, I think and just Irish stuff in general, I think people are getting more like, oh, we want people to know about this. We want to be put on a pedestal of not the stereotypes. Like mm-hmm. like Jimmy Kimmel doing the joke like, oh, they're going to fight each other. And it's like, I'll fucking fight you, which I know is not helping the stereotype. But like, Jesus, just let them get their fucking award. Like,
yeah.
All the movies now and the acting and the, you know, really putting like Ireland on a nice, and even just like in politics and stuff like that, like in the last like mm-hmm. 15 years, like abortion. And I mean, yeah. That was in the last 10 years, or gay rights and all that stuff. Like Ireland's really shown like,
Ireland's trying.
Yeah. You know, we're and so like. And that's the thing with Irish Americans, if they're watching your videos, it is defeating stereotypes, which is great, and they can learn more about what people in Ireland, because it's not like to negate their experience either. As an Irish American in the States, they're going to have experiences that come from that like coffin ship trauma, generational trauma, that Irish felt like they had to stick together or whatever. So that's part of their identity. I just think it's different to people who grew up in Ireland, where it was like pulling back against Catholicism, trying to fall in love with the language, or like how much like Ga was so important, or yeah. like a lot of people now get more into trad music, or it's getting more known, which is so cool. But it was always like big in a lot of places. It's just like now, because of social media, which is so good, even if you were at home and you were just doing stuff about like, I still think you could do it at home, because there's people at home. Like I grew up in Kildare and I never really was into trad music, but then mm-hmm. my sister grew up in Longford and she plays all the time, and I'll go see her in the Fla, and that's stuff that I'm like, oh, I wish I had known when I was younger, but it was just whatever group or part I was in, or how I, you know what I mean? So it's mm-hmm. like it could be literally from town to town, yeah. different experiences, whereas in Longford, like the score and trad music is really important, and people like Irish dancing, and
that's the thing, only since coming over I'm realizing like I'm from Cork, and Cork isn't the center of the universe, as like we do think it is, and that's fine. But I'm learning so much more about the rest of Ireland, and I said something really embarrassing lately that's actually probably true. I think I've been to more US states than Irish counties, because you know when you're at home, you're like, I'm going to stay at home and sleep, because you can at home. We're so relaxed. As I always say about Irish people, we're like horizontal. We're so laid back. So we're not all get up and go, go, go the whole time. So the fact that I've come over now, and oh, another massive thing I've learned that just you clicked with me there a minute ago, is that Irish people and Irish American people and the two cultures, let's say, are we both have our own things going on. You're right.
I think it's very different, and I think that like that's why it shouldn't be an offense to an Irish American for Irish people to say like, oh, I just think if you say Irish American, because then already it's like, as me as a person coming in, if you're like, I'm from Ireland, and then you're sitting beside someone who's like, I'm Irish American, I already know the differences between like where you're coming. Because and the other thing is, I think when Irish Americans are like, oh, well, I'm Irish, this means, or they're doing those TikToks, it's like, well, actually, no, that's not the experience of people in Ireland. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why people in Ireland were getting mad, which whatever, like their accent lets people know that they're not. So it's fine. That's where I'm kind of like, who cares? Like, whatever. But I'm just like, it doesn't devalue your experience, but that's not like, that doesn't actually reflect people in Ireland.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And there was such uproar lately, like you mentioned, just about the TikTok and stuff, about the whole Irish American TikTok. But then it's gas. Then I saw someone do a TikTok where she was like, oh, these Irish Americans are these blah, blah, blah. But then like, and getting angry over it, but then seeing that, like, you know, let's say I was going to use Pierce Brosnan, but Pierce Brosnan's like Irish UK, give me an Irish American actor, your man, do you know what I found lately? Do you know Stephen Colbert?
Oh, I was just about to say Conan, but Stephen Colbert is Irish, yeah, American. Yeah.
Because his yeah, there we go. So I saw him say lately that his second name, or sorry, that's another thing. Massive miscommunication here. I always say, oh, my second name is, and Americans are like,
yeah,
your
know.
Surname, two different things, people. Yeah. Sorry, didn't know.
And like my third and fourth name also.
Yeah, my fifth name, I'm six.
And it's Murren to me, but in a different county it's Murren.
Murren, is it Murren? Is that
that's how I grew up pronouncing it.
Yeah, you've Murren and Murren and
yeah.
But so yeah, fun fact, that's another leg of that conversation, is it's actually Stephen Colbert. He said he's Irish and he just says Colbert to sound fancy.
That's weird.
He said it in his own words, and I was like, this whole time I've been calling him Colbert, and everyone was like, you weirdo. Like,
well, I came home and I was calling Paul Mezcal.
Mezcal, same.
And my brothers were like, oh, you're so fucking American, Katie. Like, and I was like, in my defense, I've never heard the name Mezcal pronounced. I never met a Mezcal until Americans were saying, oh my God, do you know Paul Mezcal? So I was just like, I just took it for, I was like, okay, yeah, I guess it's Paul Mezcal.
I thought it was. I was saying Mezcal.
It's Mezcal.
Yeah, Mezcal. Oh, I'd say Mezcal, Paul Mezcal back at home as well. That's probably just an us issue. But that was before I went to America. But sorry, back to the Irish American thing. Like, Irish people being like, oh, Irish Americans claiming this and claiming that and whatever. But then the second that we see that an American, a famous American, might be in fact Irish, they're ours. Conan O'Brien, he's mine.
With Biden, even the way Biden got the whole, even though he's not going to get it anymore. But it was funny, like, it's like, oh, well, American president, and you're like, and then he's coming over and stuff like that, and then he does this, like, where obviously majority of Irish people don't agree with what he's doing, but it's like, yeah, you have to remember that, like, he grew up in America. He's coming with a different, like, he's not, it was drummed into us, even if, like, I was 8 when the last fucking, when the bomb, the OMA bombs had, I hadn't turned 8 yet, I was 7, but I was turning 8, because it was in August.
What did you call them?
OMA bombs?
The Obamas?
No, the OMA bomb. Wait,
sorry, I thought we were talking about presidents.
I shouldn't be laughing, you're just making me laugh. No, the IRA.
No, I know what you're talking about, but I thought we were talking about American presidents, and in my head I was, because when I was driving to Dublin Airport the other day, we stopped off in Obama Plaza, that's what was in my head. Sorry,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and a yes. OMA bomb.
I'd say OMA then.
OMA, I would say OMA too, what did I say?
OMA.
Yeah, right. No, you're right. Oma.
It's Oma.
Oma. I don't know what I'm saying.
Okay.
I need to call Aaron McCann and be like, "What? Where are you from? What's it called?"
Oh, Oma. Oma.
Oma. Oh, you're right. It's Oma.
Oma's also grandmother in Dutch. Just saying.
Okay.
I have a load of Dutch.
Tell me what shit is in Dutch.
Yeah, I have a couple of Dutch probably. Well. Anyway,
but no, so I have a memory that's probably a false memory of like seeing it on the TV as it, like in the news, the way I would have saw 9/11. Do you know what I mean? Like it was so like far from me. Like I was so far from it. What was the point in all this? that we still grew up with like who the IRA is, what the Brits did, colonization.
Yeah.
It was always drummed into us like, oh, you're like your parents are, oh Jesus, well you're lucky like we all had to leave because it was so poor after, and then your grandparents are, well the fucking Black and Tans came and I was a little child. Like we had those stories growing. Yeah. Like I feel like you were always reminded of what Ireland went through, and so that's why of course Irish people would be on a different side to Biden, and they're like, but you're Irish Catholic, and it's like, well, Biden grew up in America where they're like, guns, 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 you know what I mean? It's just like a different, and that's where it's like they shouldn't, Irish Americans shouldn't negate that part of their culture that they're growing up with a, and that's when it comes to politics too, there's being a big clash between Irish Americans and Irish people in Ireland, and it's because
we are different,
it's different cultures for sure.
Are different, it's true. I'm so much happier having come here. You know, like I was talking about the Irish things, and like I was nearly, when I met someone at the Irish network, I was like nearly forced to speak Irish because I knew they knew Irish straight away. So I was like, oh my God, I have to do this. So by delving into all these things, I'm learning more and more and more about Irish history and learning what we are, where we came from, why our language is so important, because I then have to be able to tell people and educate people as well. Because unfortunately, I guess, I have no excuse, but I'm going to blame it on the fact that I'm 22 and from Cork again. Is that I'm so, unfortunately, myself, I'm far removed from a lot of these things back at home. And I love that being here has forced me to become, to be more educated in where we actually come from.
I think for young people too, like I, even myself, like I bought a book of like all of Irish history because I was like, I know a good bit, but I want to know more. Mm. But I think it's really important because I feel like now people make just swooping generalizations. Like
my dad said to me, like one of the last things he said to me, he was like, Viv, like when I was leaving to go to New York, he was like, whatever you do, like, please just don't like, just don't say anything that's going to pee anybody off, you know, like don't get involved in any, because quite frankly, okay, you know how Ireland has painted America? America has painted quite interestingly in Ireland, and it is the guns that is it highlighted, and it is lots of terrible things, because when I was moving to New York, people were like, bye. You're gone. Yeah. You know, like you're there's such danger over there and everything else. You're never going to come back.
They're like, how have you not been shot yet? To me,
yeah. It's really interesting how some things translate over the waters, and some things don't. It was one of the things that my dad just warned me. He was like, please don't get into a political conversation with anybody, because back at home, you'd have a fight with someone, and you might say, oh well, this is blue and this is green and whatever, and it's fine. You have
you're
a cup of tea,
so right,
and you have a scone, and life is not life is over. Conversation is over. But over here, unfortunately, it is very interesting. Like we're saying, Irish is so central to our personality. Religion and politics is very central to personality over here, and that was one of
their full identity,
biggest cultural difference.
That's
for me.
So true, because I feel like when I hear about Republican or liberals, I'm always like, wait,
which one's which?
Well, I'm just like, why do you have to be one or the other, and why do you have to be like, I'm all these and fuck all that, like where I'm like, a lot of people I feel like could pick probably from different parts, or
absolutely
they don't give people kind of, again, nuance. And then it's like I wouldn't have a conversation with an Irish American about the IRA, because I feel like in Ireland you can have the nuance of it, you know, the history, you know, the sex, you know, where, you know, the difference between Michael Collins and modern day, you know, like that it didn't come out of a vacuum, but maybe not agree with certain things that, but also understand that for me personally, like I didn't grow up there, so I can't really say too much, because, you know, I don't know what it's like to have lived there and needed them, or lived there and be scared. So do you know what I mean? And I'm just gonna say it's always the British government's fault. That's where I go lie with that. But you could have an Irish American whose family might have funded them, who might be like, wouldn't have a nuanced conversation. Yes. You don't know where, or their family were in it, or
you know, are the opposite. They could, you could talk to, you know, an English person and they could be like, you could even mention the, and they might be like, well, I feel like an English person's pretty good with nuance too, actually, in fairness. They're, for the most part, not on my comment section. You guys need to chill. but yeah, I feel like over here, it seems to be like you're put in a group and you're this, like I've been called terrorist, like in comment sections from Americans. And then you go on their page and they have like a flag and a gun. And I'm like, oh, I'm the terrorist. But but that's, yeah, but and I don't know if it's like an American thing or it's like a, just a new thing that nuance is getting lost in conversation.
It seems to be the way that things are going, of course. Like, gosh, it's interesting. I find it very difficult to, obviously, number one, have those conversations. It is difficult, but it always comes into the conversation over here immediately is like, what are you?
Yeah.
You know,
what's your politics? What's your religion? What's your zodiac sign?
I made a joke when I first came here. I was like, hi, my name is Vivian. I'm Catholic. Like, because that's the first thing that happens. Like when you
and
get
then you
here,
have
like,
to be like, well, Catholic culturally. I don't know if you're religiously, but yeah, like it's like because you can be religiously an Irish Catholic or culturally Irish Catholic or a bit of both. And it's like,
yeah,
in Ireland,
agree.
You know, like that there's, okay, you bless yourself going past the church, but you probably don't go to mass every Sunday.
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
You felt guilty because you masturbated.
Yeah. So I guess that's, yeah, that's what I found with people over here. It's like, I knew, it really interesting. I knew their name, their religion, their political view and what they made in the first conversation.
Yeah. Which is funny then, because what I find is like, because I do comedy, I'll talk about anything and always have and none. That's part of it. But if I were to talk about current day politics, so they could be like to me, what's your politics? And then if I talk about my shut the fuck up, you know, like I'm like, you asked, or like this whole freedom of speech until you say something I don't want to hear. And it's like, you came onto my page, it's my personality, you came to my show, you can just, you know what I mean, or you're here, you've kind of signed up for this. And you've created a culture of people should be allowed to talk, freedom of speech. But it's so funny how they shout that. And then the same people would be like, but you need to not talk right now. And you're like, what is happening?
It's hard.
But also give me your money and taxes. Or, oh, you can't vote for a president because you're like, but you live here. So you need to pay for all the taxes or whatever. But you shouldn't comment on it because you're an immigrant. And I'm like, but you're taking my money. Do you know what I mean? It's like a weird sort of, and also I'm a comedian, so I'm going to talk about anything. And let's see, you might piss you off, you might laugh. But
I know.
It's a weird.
So one thing, the online world is an interesting world. And I'm so glad that I was able, not able to choose. It just kind of fell into my lap.
Yours is nice. It's
no,
fun.
And it's, sorry that I was trying to word that carefully because I was like, yeah, true. My TikTok's Vine.
No, so I'm like, honestly, I'll post things and I'll think this is going to piss off everybody and it won't. And then I'll post something and it'll piss off the world. And I'll be like, because I posted something about the queen and she died that day, but I didn't know she was going to die. And it went viral, like with people getting mad at me. But I was like, I
honestly
didn't know.
It was obviously your fault.
It was like 8 hours before. I think they would see it and think too soon. And I'm like, she died after. It just happened. It was a couple of hours.
I swear. That was the most interesting thing. I was living in Boston. So Vivian, how do you feel about like the queen dying? And they wanted the best response from me to go, oh, good.
Burning hands.
Like, and I was just like, you know, very well respected woman by lots of people.
She was quite old. Nice to Ireland. Oh, and the thing was, sorry, I didn't say anything about the Queen. I do have a bit about her coming to Ireland, and she
went to the English Market down in Cork,
and she apologized. And look, what more can you ask for at this point?
Yeah, I guess.
Was that bad? Do you not think so?
Oh, I don't know. I know nothing whatsoever.
I just know she apologized and. Yeah. And look good, grand. Yeah, good, you know, look better late than now. But I'm like, I dated toxic men, so I'm not the best person.
No, so
yeah, I have a joke about it, about how some people were okay with it and some people were really pissed off when she visited. But it's in my special, so I won't go to it. But the thing I posted, sorry, it wasn't about the Queen. It was just about my grandfather and generational trauma with British people and how so it does come out a lot. But they were just like, it's too soon to joke about us and our queen died. And I was like, oh, calm down. It wasn't even, I was also like, this is not even that funny. It's going to bomb. And then it went so viral.
No. Well, as they say, you know, any, what's the term? Like any publicity is good publicity or something like that.
Oh yeah, now I know. Now I just lean in, fuck it, throw it all.
Lean in, I know. I guess your point. I guess that's all I was going with the TikTok thing is I'm so lucky so far because people have been like, oh, do you get really nasty people on the TikTok and like people on Instagram and everything? And I'm like, you know, Thankfully not. I just get loads of people saying, ooh, this is an ugly language. But like, they're not calling me ugly, so it's fine.
Yeah, and that's fine because English is so much better. And also, you're speaking in American English, so... that could be ugly too. All of languages that can be beautiful or ugly.
You know what? Everything's ugly. Yeah. Period.
What, you know, with your YouTube, would you ever do like more like longer form series? So like, because I feel like for the Irish Americans coming to Ireland or anybody visiting Ireland, because they have such, like my friend came to Ireland and she was like, wow, this is like so different to Boston, and Boston just seems like they tried to copy Ireland but did it like bad.
Okay.
You know, where she was like, this is like so amazing and it's quite diverse, and you know, there were so many things that, like, you know, she just didn't know about Ireland. So I feel like it's such a great, for any tourist coming and visiting or anybody moving, would you do like longer formed, like just information, even like politics or whatever, or mm-hmm. anything about modern day Ireland?
Absolutely. I and so many people come to me with so many ideas all the time, like, you should do this, you should do this, and I am all for it. I'm like, yes. The issue is you, like yourself, the time, trying to find the time of the day. I wish days were like 30 hours long. Like, I before Christmas, I think that's a New York thing too. You're functioning on 110%. 110%
constant
is
burnout.
Yeah, constant. Yeah. Like, I have such a bad headache right now, but I'm actually fine. I'm like, it's fine.
Do you want some water?
No, it's okay. It won't help. No, I'm joking. But I, yeah, so people come to me with these amazing ideas and I'm like, oh my God, yeah, write it down. And as I said, into my eternal like iPhone notes list of millions of ideas. It's the time, number one, and the fact that I'm really fortunate that I started the TikTok, as I said, like 6 months ago. So I'm still actually figuring out how does this work?
Yeah.
You know,
and
I
where you want to go with it and stuff.
Exactly.
But definitely like longer videos and whatever when you get a chance. But with YouTube would be so fun. Mm. I feel like I there was more stuff about Irish, and then I went off on the... I will just say one thing about Joe Biden that I think is funny with the online stuff.
Go for it.
The online life we live now is that I feel like America's presidents are like kind of too old, because... You should know how to use
Look
it.
Look at our president.
But he doesn't run the country.
No, he doesn't do anything
That's
around
what it.
It
should be. The American president should be like, I'm like behind the microphone this whole time. But he should be like the Irish president, just like a, you know, like an ambassador or whatever.
Oh, yeah, no, I think Michael D is just such a wonderful, like, you think of Ireland and you think of somebody like Michael
Whereas
D.
Whereas the presidents here can press the atom bomb or whatever, what it's called,
the atom. He has a name now. Sorry.
Mr. atom bomb whatever.
Yeah.
Nuclear war.
Yeah
What were you gonna say about Michael D?
He's a great little, it's, oh my God, this in my head this sounded better. You know, when you think of Ireland you think of shamrocks. It's like you think of Ireland you think of like
Michael D,
a little Michael D,
big dog, rest in peace.
Oh, Broad Courage, his name was. Oh, amazing. I remember when Biden came over and the dog kept annoying them and all the things, the dog was just like at Biden's wife's hand and she was like
I love that.
It's so funny.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, I don't know, like, I guess Michael D probably knows how to use Instagram. I just feel like you should be able to use.
Do you think so?
I don't know. I feel like you should be fluent at social media, like, because
he's a legend.
I just feel like Biden is, he came from a time where presidents could do stuff and no one could really find out what was going on. Mm-hmm. And so like he's like, no, everything's gonna be fine, yeah, we're gonna help the people, and then he's doing stuff and then people are getting mad at him and he's like, how do they know what I'm doing? And it's like, because we're watching an Instagram live from the ground floor.
Surely,
does that
I
make
know.
sense? So I just think we're in like a new world of like social media and loads of things, like you said, online life is bringing us news and language and
living,
it's cool. And but yeah, the presidents need to be up to speed with it. I'm gonna check what was the other thing I wanted to ask you.
No problem. We're like living two lives. It's like one online and one offline, but and trying to like marry those two is, I'd love to say it's easy, but it is actually a little bit hard, because I look at my videos and I'm like, that's not me. Like,
yeah,
oh,
but
like,
it's
that's
like
not me, like
a persona, part of you, a persona.
It is,
yeah,
it absolutely is. Completely agree.
I mean, it's like a newsletter of your brain. You're not gonna put your like
a newsletter of your brain.
You know what I mean?
That's amazing.
Because you're
yeah.
not gonna put like that weird thought you had yesterday about like a banana, because like people think you're mental. But
no, I know.
But maybe as you were thinking, you thought of something funny about bananas,
maybe
you post that or something.
I should start a Patreon where people just can be inside my head.
Yeah, exactly.
You can pay to see who I really am.
I think, oh my God, literally right now, you can, like, my stories, I post it a lot today,
they
and
are
it's
long.
Like,
I like it.
I don't, I'm sure people are like, this is too much, but it's
I
like,
also got questions, all right, too.
Okay, so what the hell is a hag stone? Do you know what that is?
A stone, a witch's stone. I don't
is
know.
It? I don't
no,
know.
No, 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 like a hag. I don't know. I don't know. I was just like taking two words.
And then someone said, have you talked about Irish candy? I don't know what that is. Irish potato candy.
Potato candy? That's not a thing, surely.
Maybe it's taking the piss out of me. That was probably really it. Then someone else asked something in Irish and I don't know what it means.
Oh, that's okay.
Cain cui in Cain a cui. Will to?
Oh, how are you? That's the non... So back at home in Cork and Kerry, Munster, we'd be like, oh, conestantu, like, that's how are you? But Cain cui will to is... Connacht Irish, I think, then, which is why I was saying to you earlier, it's like some people can talk to me with Northern Irish and I'll be like,
I used to hate that in school when they put on, like, they'd be like, how does it go? You know that one? What's it?
Something a gowan the quid aw. Oh no, that's when they say it to you.
Well, yeah, but yeah, one sorry. Time they had it, like, and they were like, it was a Northern Irish guy. And I was like, here, I wouldn't even know what the fuck he'd be saying if he was saying it in English. His accent was so strong. Never mind. But it was just completely different pronunciations.
Yeah. So they do that in the Leaving Cert Irish, which is the exam that we do after high school.
Yeah.
Well in like high school, the end. Exactly. Yeah. They do that on the Irish exam because they want you to learn the three dialects.
Yeah, they can just feck off, okay?
It's hard.
And then, like, trying to, like, make you learn off essays, like, or beautiful poems, grand. But if you're not a native speaker...
That's what I posted today was a Leaving Cert poem.
Oh, God. Was it good, though?
It's actually nice. It's called My Love, in brackets. And then says how... ugly he is, but then how much you love him
Irish woman.
Because he gives me apples and grapes.
Okay, that is such an Irish woman. He's an ugly motherfucker, but you know what? He's nice, and that's the main thing. Go crack.
So true.
Oh, you know what I wanted to say about Irish that I loved? That Tabronarum, the sadness is on me.
Yeah,
I like in Irish, it's just like, not, and I think Aoife and Molly had both referenced this as well, but how it's your emotions in Irish, like in English, they seem to define you. Like, I'm depressed. Like, it's like your identity. I'm sad. It shouldn't be your identity. It should be just the sadness is on me. It'll be gone in a while.
Just make a shake it off.
You know, yeah. I just have to sit in it and, you know, the happiness will be on me on Tuesday. Do you know?
Yeah, I'm happy. Happiness is upon me.
You should be defined by your emotions. So I preferred that as language. And then the other thing was, if we have time, was maybe to reference traditions and folklore.
I don't know if we have time. Do we have time?
No, probably not. I usually just read those on my TikTok. Like, yeah, I think, is folklore really, you were like, you learned them in primary school and secondary school, and you learned about Oisín, Éireann and Óg, and the priest might reference them at mass every now and then, and you might, your horse's name might be Tiernan Óg or something, but folklore, you really only come across it now when there's people sitting on the side of the pub telling stories and stuff.
I loved folklore growing up. Yeah, well, I guess you've done some clips, so if people want to go, and then any like Irish traditions off the top of your head that you feel like are very unique to Ireland.
Oh yeah, actually one I did very recently, Women's Christmas.
Oh my God, when people were complaining about 6th of January, I thought they were complaining about Women's Christmas. And they were like, because Americans here were like, oh, it's white people's Juneteenth. Oh. And I was confused because I was like, what? And then my friend was like joking, like, oh, white people are obsessed with this day, or this is their day. And I was like, are they talking about like Irish women who do 6th of January, like Little Women's Day? But they were talking about the Capitol Stormers. I just didn't understand at the time that they were talking about like white
6th?
Americans.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Fucking typical Capitol Stormers ruining our Little Women's Day. But so tell the listeners about Little Women's Day.
So Women's Little Christmas Little Women's Day. It's not Women's Day. It's where the little women like us. Women's Little Christmas is the same day as when Jesus was baptized, actually. So that's why January 6th is also really important in Ireland with the Catholics and Christians. Women's Little Christmas then is basically in the Irish household and in many, basically every household in the world, the women and the woman, you know, cooking, cleaning, preparing for Christmas weeks before you're making the Christmas cake nearly in summer. Preparations for Christmas start so early and they're cleaning and buying presents and looking after everybody but themselves. And of course, that role is very mixed these days. Like my dad does the ironing and the hoovering, you know, it's great. Or same. The vacuuming. But Women's Little Christmas then on the 6th, a couple of days after Christmas, is a day for an excuse, I guess we'd say, to go out and have a bit of crack, have a bit of fun for women. And the whole concept around it was for the men to have the dinner made on the table for to come home to, or the men would do the cleaning, the men would look after the kids, and stuff like that. So it's basically just a thank you and a to acknowledge that you did a ton of work during Christmas. Here's a day for you. So for instance, I go for brunch like with my girlfriends, or my mom like goes to the spa. Really nice. I actually flew out on January 7th or something this year, so I couldn't go to the spa. What a complaint. But so that's Women's Little Christmas. I think that's very specific to Ireland, although now that I'm saying that, I think it's celebrated in one other country that's escaping me.
Oh,
I can't actually remember.
Do you know what I'm thinking now? Did the Americans just storm the Capitol, those men, to get out of doing a bit of cooking for their wives?
Yeah, must have been it. It's interesting because I thought Women's Little Christmas was an all-Ireland thing. No, apparently it's only very common down the south.
Really?
Yeah, so Munster, loads of people didn't really know about it. Wow. Like a load of people in the comments being like, this is not Irish, what?
Well, that's why it's really good that you do these videos, because like I said, yeah, there's different things that can be like colloquial depending on the part of the country.
Exactly.
And I feel like now Gaelic culture in general is becoming like really important to people.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that like you'll see a lot of people embracing, especially immigrants into Ireland. And I know that because I've had friends who've moved to Ireland and they've started trying to play Gaelic football, or they're like picking up the things. And now I'm like, oh, I need to learn more, because
absolutely,
it's exciting to spread the culture.
I love that you just mentioned that, because I'm following, you know, during the war in Ukraine, we took in a lot of Ukrainians. My own family, because I was in the States, my bedroom was free, so we had a Ukrainian family in there, which is, I know, I was really like proud of like my parents for you know, stepping out and doing that, because it's very necessary. But of course, there's a lot of Ukrainians in Ireland at the moment. But I follow these two on TikTok who are learning Irish, and they do videos of themselves going out doing volunteering, like litter picking and stuff, and it's amazing because they're trying their best to give back to what they've gotten, because Ireland is classed as the most generous country in the world. And we are really generous people. Again, another culture shock of coming to New York, of like, where are the charitable people? But I, following them and like seeing their, they also did a video I think yesterday on like the similarities between the Irish language and Ukrainian. Really
I
cool.
love that. Would you send me that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
There is,
they're called Technocolor, I think.
Oh,
they're
cool.
TEKNO.
Thanks. Okay, well, tell everybody where to find you. Sorry, I took way more of your time.
Oh, not at all. No, I mean, I don't shut up. So, yes, Vivian. I just forgot my name there for a minute. Vivian in NYC. Yes, that basic tag, but it works, and people know who I am. On Instagram and on TikTok, but the TikTok has more interesting things than the Instagram does, and now on YouTube, weirdly too.
And go like all the stuff on YouTube, because that's where we make money.
Yes, it's true. So yeah, I might have almost 150,000 followers on TikTok, but I make about 20 quid from it. Yeah,
I know,
so
right?
it's intense.
I forgot to withdraw my money one time and they changed over the whole system, so I like lost money.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, because I was in the creator fund and they cancelled it, but then they didn't put my money.
That's the thing, I can't make. So that's the other issue, is because I'm not a US citizen, or because I don't have an American ID.
Oh, you don't have it. So
I'm not on Creator Fund. I can't make money off the Creator Fund.
Oh yeah, there's like a beta fund there, which is way better. I just switched over to it.
Where'd you find this? Goodness me. Okay. I don't know what that is.
We'll look at your thing and see. Okay, but yeah, follow, and thank you guys so much. I have to wee.
Thank you for being here.
Love you all. Bye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.